Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Chad Reed, you told me before the interview, you interview 18th place riders. I told you when you're Chad Reed, I do. Last Anaheim, kind of special?
Yeah, it was special. Different things, different emotions through the year. You know, like, I feel like up until this point, I just haven't dealt with that. You know, like, I've been really, really struggling to just, I don't even know how to put it into words, to be honest with you. It feels different. You know, like, it feels like off the bike, I've had the best time. I feel like I've signed more autographs than ever. I've said hi to more people. I've taken more pictures. And, like, I've probably maybe overextended myself in that area. And I just, whenever I jump on a motorcycle, I've just felt horrible. You know, like, it just, my mind hasn't been in the place. This week, it felt a little better. You know, like, I felt like I at least did the jumps. Went through the whoops fast a couple times. But I got to stop doing every lap of the night show because my fitness is not, right. It's not up to par, and I can't be doing that. I need to save a little bit for the main event. So,
I see you clipping stuff more than I've seen you clip stuff ever. Like, just the small stuff. I mean, just from what I've watched your whole career, I'm like, he doesn't look smooth.
No, and I don't feel smooth, you know, like, for sure, I'm not in the greatest shape that I've ever been in, and, you know, it's been a rough off season. But fuck, when you, like you said, like, when you clip every jump and hit every hole and do every lap, it doesn't make it any easier. So, yeah, I mean, tonight I was in position, I think, to transfer pretty easily. Lost the front and crashed. And then lost, a transfer spot on the last lap to Hill. I think I just need to keep my emotions intact, and then I think as the year goes on, that gets better.
Yeah. Hard though, huh?
It is hard. Yeah. It is. It's like, at the end of the day, like, I truly care, you know, like, I love it. It's been my life, and I think that I always knew it was going to be difficult, but it's way, way harder than I ever imagined, to be honest with you. It's just, you got to, I think sometimes you have to be honest with yourself, and for me, it's acknowledging that it's not easy. And that this week I didn't ride, I didn't train. I tried to put myself in a better, you know, emotional state. And I felt like that helped me this week. So, we had a lot of rain in NC this week, so it wasn't like I was really missing anything, but I didn't do gym, didn't do anything. I just worked on myself. My wife had surgery on Monday, so then I was babysitting her too. But, I think for the most part, like, what I needed to do, I felt like I got a hold of that.
Right. Last week you were like, hey, I don't even want to talk, right? Like, to me,
honestly, I feel good about saying I've never quit, right. Never ever quit. And last week, like, I didn't feel good on the racetrack. Like, I felt dangerous. I felt like I wasn't safe out there. And I couldn't wait to ride off of the track. I just didn't want to be out there. And as much as that, and as painful as that is to say, it's the truth. And I feel like you got to be truthful. And I think that, like, one thing I want to overcome, I just want to overcome that and, like, go out and race and have fun. Because I still think that I can, you know, like, shit, I was on the podium last year. I don't, you know, can I podium this year? Who knows? But I think that I'm a hell of a lot better than an 18th place guy. But I need to find myself again out on the track, and taking a few beatings over the off season doesn't help. So all in all, this week was a better week.
Right. Yeah, maybe just try to somehow take some time for yourself to get mentally ready. Maybe you're not doing that, and then just know that your reflexes and your muscle memory will come back, I guess, right?
Yeah. And it's like, and it has, like, you know, leading some laps in the last chance qualifier. Right. It's never ideal to go to those things, but I guess the positive is I got on the podium and I got to say thank you, you know? So that's, that's I take that as a win for me.
Anaheim, favorite Anaheim moments, I don't know. I could see you telling me the very first one when you came here and you whooped everybody's ass. But then I can think that you might want to tell me the last one on the Cowie, yeah. which came out of nowhere. Like, they're both awesome. So favorite Anaheim memory?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, your first win obviously is always special. Yeah. You were on the team that time. Like, it came so easy. Like, when you picture your first win in America, in Anaheim Stadium, you don't picture it, you know, riding away out front and just literally one of the easiest races of your life. So so I would say that though it was special, it was surreal.
Yeah.
What was it? 14. 14,
yeah.
I think I had Anaheim 2 and 3, my favorite wins of maybe ever, just because they were so different, you know? Like, they were Anaheim 2, I came from maybe 6th, 7th, 8th-ish, yeah. Just inside the top 10, passed everybody, you know, RV, Dunge, Stu, and won. And then the next one, 2 weeks later, I came back and pretty much, I didn't hole shot, but I think I went to the lead right away and led all 20 laps, and kind of, you know, won from the beginning. So those two wins were really, really special, just because at already at that point, I was 30. Two-ish, you know.
The comeback one, I remember, mm-hmm. gave me actual real goosebumps where I'm like, this fucking guy, like, he's doing it again. Like you said, you passed it. I remember you put a sweet pass on Dunge or something for the lead, maybe?
Yeah, Dunge.
I think it was Dunge.
Dunge was actually winning and lost
okay.
the front.
Okay.
So, yeah, Dunge actually was leading, so Dunge made it easy. I didn't have to pass him, but everybody else I had to come through.
The first Anaheim win, like you said, came easy. And honestly, all of us on the team at the time were like, this fucking guy's going to win. Like, he's good right now. Like, he doesn't need seasoning like AC. Like, he's going to win right now. So it almost was like, oh, yeah, there it is. Like, we weren't surprised at all, you know?
Yeah. It kind of looked like a Jet Lawrence ride until the polo guy ran into some issues there at the end. But, you know, it was, like you said. I mean, we had a full head of steam, you know? Like, I mean, you remember and... Like, for me, it was, like, we went to Europe. Nobody else went. I won the first race in the Netherlands and then got taken out by Totelli. So it's kind of like I was, like, all fired up for 2 weeks. I think it was, like, a two-week turnaround or whatever it was. You know, so I came here. And then, like, for me, it was the rivalry. Like, Ricky had just come off 24-0. And I was, you know, like, I was the confident little kid that was like, man, I can't believe anybody would let, you know, how would you let guy, you know, win 24 races?
Win them all in a row,
and
right?
I was guilty of that, but a couple years later, he did it to me. Actually, the next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just remember being just full, you know, full of piss and win, and just coming out and just like, dude, I'm gonna win this thing. And I went to Europe, and it just, you know, just like, I mean. You're young and you're going for it, you know.
We're like, Villeman almost won this title last year, and Ferry's on the box all the time, and Chad's faster than him every single day at the test track. So I think he's going to be up there. That was sort of our thinking, like, on the team, right?
Yeah.
But, hey, I can't wait to see Stu break you down on one of these videos he's been doing. You've been watching these?
I didn't see St. Louis. I saw Anaheim 1. It's good. Because it's funny, because... You know, like where he said that he would do that one quad.
Yeah.
I told these guys, I'm like, dude, you could totally quad that. Like, I don't know why somebody's not doing it. The face was pretty shitty, but Stu would have seat bounced the crap out of that thing. And at least done it 19 times.
Right.
And maybe the 20th was upside down. But
maybe one gets him. Right?
but for sure he does it. So yeah, it was funny when he said that. It was kind of like, it was funny because I'd already had the conversation. Like, I know Stu would jump that damn thing, you know. And so I think that's cool. Like, I think
he's back.
I think it's healthy that he's out and he's seemingly, you know, sitting on the couch and enjoying doing these things. So, I gotta call him actually. I got something that I want to ask him to do. So maybe later in the season you'll see something that could be fun if he agrees.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.